Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that's, true!
No, listen, and every now and again when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Have you ever watched Destiny on TikTok?
That's a person or a show?
I think that's his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's his name. He is...
That's his show, right?
He does... I don't know if Destiny has a podcast. All the clips that I see is him on like Fox Network or other networks or whatever, or him on other podcasts. Or he's like talking directly to Mike. He is a liberal commentator debater.
Oh,
and he imagine the dude we were just talking about today. What's his name? Dean. Dean, like, 2.0. He is Dean 2.0. He's really... Dean is a younger political commentator, okay. Well, debater.
He's fearless, too.
Yeah,
he's
super calm. So I spent, like, 5 hours of the night last. I was up to like 1 o'clock in the morning watching two hour plus.
Oh my gosh.
Interviews. So Dean did, it's called Jubilee. There's another guy that I follow I really don't follow people on TikTok, but he comes up on my FYP all the time and he's going to be on Jubilee. And so I'm like super intrigued to see how this works. But anyway, Dean did Jubilee and it's him surrounded by, it's a debate with 20 Trump supporters. He's a liberal commentator, debater/commentator. And so he has like four or five premises why he believes Kamala is a better presidential candidate than Trump. And so he states his claim and then any one of the 20 comes up to his chair and they go back and forth and debate them. It's very interesting. Oh. And then he did, have you seen the clip that's kind of going viral right now of the white girl that's like, he's like, so you're saying that we should allow states basically to decide about abortion. Okay, if that's the case, you realize that's what caused the Civil War because the South basically wanted the right to be able to keep abortion. I mean, not abortion, slavery. Yeah. And so if that was the case, like we would allow states to have that right. And she was like, "That if that's what they want to do, I don't care."
I have not seen this clip, but that's wild.
And that's what he said. And so I was like, I kept being served clips from their podcast interview. And so, yeah. So, no. There's a Nazi one. There's like a couple things that he says. And I kept getting served like the last week and a half because I've been like deep in like TikTok political commentary. And so finally he was like, these are the reasons I think that this one you saw me was actually the one that got me to click. These are the reasons why I think Kamala is a better presidential candidate. He names off like seven things, like, yeah, without naming Trump. Yes. And he does it quickly. Seven things, right? And so she's like, ooh, yeah. So that's a lot to take in. So I was like, well, this is a clip. I want to see what she says. Yeah. And so I'm like, now I must watch.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
She said, it's about the kids, right? So, you know, being funny because she didn't say this, but essentially what she said, I believe the children are a future. And he's the only, yes, and he's the only presidential candidate in history that also believes the children are a future.
Wow. Interesting.
Teach them well. And I watched close to 5 hours of this. Regret nothing, although I do regret everything because my eyes are super tired. I'm so tired.
Up all night.
I do have some regrets. I'm so tired. I was up to like 1:30 this morning watching this.
Well, this makeup is everything.
Thank y'all.
Really see your face
post. Thank you.
I like the darkness of the lip. I like it. I have to. Well, I'm not familiar at all.
I am.
She goes, I live in LA.
17 times. She says she lives in LA and like low key is trying to sun him the entire episode. She's like, you know, you're just really, yeah, but by it's got to be by that much because how she looks like he's maybe early 20s. She's got to be mid to 27. Like everyone relax. Another analogy. All these gotcha moments. You're not going to, it's not going to work for me. It's not going to work for me. Then they're on this, so their guest and the guy that's the actual podcast host is the spawn of a child from the 90s, okay? He is a literal creepster. The entire interview, he's like, you look so hot over there, Emily.
Oh, no.
It was so gross. And he said it like, and mind you, she's like, I have a boyfriend. He's like, yeah, but you look so hot. The entire interview. Stopping the other guy from talking to, it was just really uncomfortable, to be honest, but I needed to, and that's all he kept doing. We have a lot to get to. We need to move on. We have a lot to get to. We need to move on. Listen, I do go down. Once I'm in the rabbit hole, my entire TikTok algorithm is jacked up right now. I'm getting why the polls are off.
Oh, Lord.
What? Why not? I'm like, literally. And then they're all, this is what went wrong in 2016. This is what went wrong in 2020. This is what went wrong in 2022. This is what we know today. And I'm just like, I don't know what to believe.
This happens every time, though.
I know, but it does. So they're trying. And this is the other thing that I'm like, I'm a little bit too deep in this. Because I'm like, do I want to believe the mainstream polls or like, am I down deep in like the statistical mathematician TikTokers?
Yeah, yeah.
Who are telling me why all of those are wrong and this is what you should believe. And I'm just like, but I don't know.
That's because the electoral and the popular, I feel like it throws it off. So, it don't matter what you
and that's
poll,
what they're talking
it
about.
It won't matter.
Unless you're in a swing state.
I want to move to a swing state so bad.
I do too. It feels impactful.
Yes, it feels impactful.
It feels impactful.
I want to vote on in a swing state. Like, I just feel like it makes a difference, especially a swing state that actually swings, not one that's like, the last few years have been red. No, no, no. Every year, it's a flip of the coin.
What's the county, the scandal county? That's real life swing. It's in Ohio.
Oh,
but there's a particular county that they mention in Scandal. And I think that like in real life, that's a particular county that matters.
I actually think I just listened to an NPR episode about this. Hold on. Let me check my history.
Defiant. Oh, so is that real or is that a play? Is that a play on Scandal? It was Scandal writers being funny.
No, I think that's right.
Was the show called Defiant?
No, it was Defiance, Ohio.
Yeah,
there's a place in Defiance?
Yeah, there's Point Defiance too. The amusement park.
We did go to Point Defiance. So is that voting.
Hold on, let me see.
It's real.
I think so too.
It is.
I literally think I just listened to an episode about this. Hold on.
And that is a real place that matters, I think, in like the political elections.
Yes.
I mean, obviously it's in Ohio, so it's a swing state. It's going to matter.
But I was, okay, so you know the saying, as goes Ohio, so does the country. I have been looking with these mathematical, statistical TikTokers that there's a way, like, Ohio may go red and Kamala could still win.
If XYZ.
Yes, it's so intriguing to me. Oh my God.
It sounds like geometry.
It's literally, it's just fascinating to me. It just really is fascinating.
Sounds like a bunch of hypotheticals and geometry that I don't want. Just give me, if X is Y and Y is Z, then who is two? Sway, I don't know.
It's more about strategy than it really is.
Yes. Hard during the last couple weeks in those particular places. Yeah.
Giving out fries.
Yeah, but you know.
Did you see Elon said he was giving out $1 million to random people? That's what they were saying. I was like, is this real? Because I don't think you can do this.
I love my car, but I hate Elon.
How can you get the million, though?
I don't think you can do it.
Oh. Because, listen, I won't vote for Trump, but if I need to tell you,
you have to. It was like you have to register or something, but you can't provide incentives to people for.
Yeah. Sure. Well, ciao.
Yeah. Oh, the interactive maps on Election Day is my favorite pastime. It is.
I am so curious what TikTokers are going to do for elections this year. Like, I feel like TikTok in general is like, what are the TikTokers going to do? Like, is it going to be live watch parties? Are they going to be?
Who's the CNN dude?
Yeah, I know. John.
Is it John or Jake? No, it's John.
It's John. John Chris or something. What's his name? John CNN
is my favorite. He's the election best. Tradition.
Political analyst John if King. He, it's that's King. Him.
If he be up there like up and there this, swinging this. States around, turning them blue, turning them red.
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
I feel like.
Oh.
Political analyst.
Political analyst. I'm saying like his qualifiers pop up when you look up his name. Fantastic.
But this is what I'm saying. I feel like TikTokers are about to become John King this year. Like I feel
let
like.
Let me find one.
That's going.
But it's your tradition. It's gonna be point.
People
to,
at their TVs, like
sure. You better do it. But no, it needs to be interactive. TikTokers, listen to me. If you're gonna take John's spot, you better be able to tap like Vanna White and make it turn red, blue,
so
or gray. You hear me?
And then
he does this. He zooms in.
Yeah, he does zoom.
And then you can see the counties.
Oh, it's the best thing.
Oh, it's the best.
There's so much money that's been put into that, I'm sure. I'm sure CNN's voting time and New Year's time.
Oh.
I'm sure everybody
the numbers
gets
skyrocket because I'm tuning in.
It's
okay.
Gonna be good.
For 24 hours, John has my attention.
100%. Is he still there? Everybody done got fired at CNN.
He didn't call back.
John has to. He's literally a tradition.
Got fired from over there.
From
CNN.
Let me tell you who's on the TikTok and his own CNN. He is a host unto himself.
Don Lemon. Let me tell you, Don Lemon got fired and he said, bet you won't.
I bet you won't.
Pull up to my thing.
Listen. And he still does. He will get on that TikTok with his camera and say, what's his name? Donald Trump said this. Take a look.
This man recreated his own thing.
He sure did. Everybody, welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. Aubrey, keep all that in here. All right, here we go. 20 minutes in. We want to say welcome to the show. My name is Melissa. I forgot how I intro the show.
And my name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week. I don't know why that became an intro. It started off as just a thing. And then I just now always say it.
And sometimes I find myself doing something very similar
Underreported.
We named it something else now, but that podcast, a take on this. And I was like, why am I saying this? Because of her. It's fine. I mean,
We're a life sister. We get on this podcast every single week. Talk about what the heck we want to talk about, like election stuff. Okay. So you're welcome. All right. And now your TikTok algorithm is going to be all jacked up because you're probably watching this on your phone. The phone listens to your conversations. Oh, it actually hears what you're thinking. You don't even have to say it out loud. And all of a sudden it's going to pop up. So when you get served Destiny, he's a white dude, or Dean, who's also a white dude, and they're doing political debates, just remember we talked about it on this, and that's why you're getting served it.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Thank you for our
thank you to our sponsors, HelloFresh, Uncommon Goods, and BetterHelp. We're going to tell you about them.
Do you want to go into telling them about one now?
I should probably tell them about the first one right now, and that is HelloFresh. HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Make this fall the tastiest season yet with farm-fresh produce and easy autumn-inspired recipes delivered right to your doorstep. With HelloFresh, you get to choose meals that match you and your family's lifestyle with preferences like fit and wholesome, quick and easy, or vegetarian. You'll always find something to love from HelloFresh. I am always looking for things to fit the lifestyle of my family because I have two children who don't always cooperate with me. Okay, they have their own taste buds. I don't know if I've ever told you about my youngest, but she's very particular. And so when I get to make the meatballs from HelloFresh, that's a family favorite. When I get to make, there's a shrimp pasta. Okay, from HelloFresh, also a family favorite. When those are in my menu, everybody's always happy. Get 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/FreeGJ.
Free GJ.
Applied across 7 boxes, new subscribers only, and it varies by plan. That's 10 free HelloFresh meals just by going to HelloFresh.com/FreeGJ.
Free GJ.
All right, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
All right, very good. Okay, so let's start with long. We're going to reorder this a little bit. We're going to do long story short. We're not going to reorder. We're going to do long story short, pop the trunk, and then the show. That's the exact order
That's the same order.
But we're already 20 minutes
in. I thought you were going to Love is Blind. Is that why you were saying that?
Yeah, so maybe let me just tell y'all this really quick, long story short, and then we can go straight into either one of those.
Okay.
Because we got to do Love is Blind because it's so the world is falling apart.
But you want to say this?
Let me just say this real quick. Okay. That it's Spirit Week at Joe's school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so yesterday the day was like 90s inspired, which is always weird to me that like their throwback is 90s when the 90s was like last year. So I don't understand how that's quite
My
old school, but
felt that about 70s and 80s, but
yeah,
yes,
I understand why, except this, like the 90s were actually yesterday. So I don't quite understand that math, but regardless. So for the 90s, he decides to wear a Tupac shirt.
Oh,
okay. So while we're in the car, I'm like, if you're going to wear this shirt, especially since you consider yourself like raised in LA, like you need to know Tupac song. So like, what do you know? So he knows California Love. Great. Got to know that. So I'm like, you should know Dear Mama. These are three songs you should know.
Okay.
So I play a little bit of Dear Mama for him. Okay. So he understands. And then I'm like, you also should know Hit 'Em Up. Only because this is an iconic battle.
Yes.
It's a rap battle. You need to know. This is the problem. I've never actually listened.
Oh. I was at your house and tried to tell you to do that one time.
So listen, we're in the car.
Girl.
We're headed to his good Catholic Christian private school. All right. The first thing out of Tupac's mouth.
Oh my gosh. It's the best.
But listen, the beat doesn't drop yet.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay. It sounds like this man is coming from the kitchen.
It's so
coming
fire.
To the mic and was like, start it. And they were like, oh, shoot.
But
he starts.
You claim. It's the best.
What in the entire world was happening? The 90s were a wild
time. They were wild.
You should not be able to say this. This man said, I killed you on wax and I killed you.
Man.
Sir.
Man. Oh, my.
Sir. I don't think this should be allowed.
I don't know why I randomly went down the Tupac Biggie back and forth. I don't even know, a couple years ago, but I was like, I don't know this. And I want to hear the songs. What? It wasn't. You know what I think it was? I think it was when the man who got arrested last year. But actually, that would have been like, I don't know. But regardless, I'm actually may tie it to that. Regardless, I watched that video and had a time. I said, now what these diss records today, y'all are doing it wrong.
They're doing
these
it.
These are soft.
Oh my God.
Where are the threats?
A couple bullets
flying. Little. I mean, we're not attacking the women and children anymore. What is happening?
He named Puffy in the song.
Be disrespectful. If you mad, be mad.
Oh my God. So
it's the worst thing ever.
I said the 90s were wild. Oh, just man. Throw the whole decade out.
So bad.
Because this rap beat went too far. I said, turn it off. Just know, dear mama. Just know. California Love is good enough. Just turn it off.
Oh man.
I just had to tell y'all that because boy, I tell you that I was unaware. I did not know. I did not know.
Low key, even in contrast to the Biggie ones, that Hit 'Em Up is like, I would fight you.
No, it's like so disrespectful.
It's like they didn't really. Yeah, his one. I because I would fight you. I would
it
pull up
literally.
At like, who are you talking to?
This is why it went as far as it did.
100%.
Who was the first? Who dropped the first diss track? Who did that first?
Suge Knight at the awards.
When he said y'all all up in the video.
If you won't.
Oh.
You see, what did he say? CEO or producer? All up in the videos. Dancing. Come to death row. No, I think there was like maybe subliminals before that.
Chat.
I don't know. A real hip hop historian.
Please
check me.
Tell me. Because
that's the first one I remember. Actually, yeah, that's the first one I remember. But we weren't allowed to listen to that. It was worldly music. So everything I've done has been post, has been posted happening, not in real time.
Well, I understand because change it during Hit 'Em Up. No. Who made the first diss track between Biggie and Tupac? That's my question.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me who made it first, because whoever was the first domino to fall, somebody on the team should have said, don't do this. This is going to go way too far.
Oh, they're saying, see, it's going back and forth. I don't even know if anybody's confused.
Yeah. Okay. Let me tap out. Cause I don't know nothing. I just found this happened. Today is Tuesday. This happened yesterday.
Hilarious. Somebody is mentioning Changes, and I also love that song.
Oh, I do too, actually.
Love that song. Gotta keep your head up. 100%.
Because I felt like the historical context of the rap beef.
As a relevant record?
Yes, and I'm like, Joe, if I literally, and this is actually what happened. I was like, Joe, you were born in Washington, but if someone asks you, where are you from, what do you say? And he's like, generally, I'm going to just say LA. And I was like, well, if you're going to say you're LA, you need to know this. Like, you can't be from LA and not be and have a Tupac shirt on and not be aware of like the significance of this beef. You at least need to have an understanding of what was going on. And then I tapped out. I was like, clearly, I don't even know what happened because
I get the sentiment you're saying, but also he died in 96.
No, I understand. But if he's going to wear the shirt.
That's almost 30 years ago.
All right, relax. Everybody relax. Yes. You're doing math again, and I just told you that the 90s was last year.
I'm just saying, if he doesn't know, it's
I know,
okay.
That's why. No.
But also, it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I know why he doesn't know. That's why I was trying to be his mama and inform him.
That he should know.
That if it's going to be a 90s day, and if you're going to decide to wear Tupac, someone asks you what's this going on, you at least need to know the goings on.
Amen.
And then if I wasn't driving and I pulled up the track record, I would have played Changes. What happened was, y'all know the way my brain worked. Them first three songs that came in my mind. Okay. I didn't think about Changes.
And the click you claim.
Girl. And he said it literally the
so
beat
aggressive.
Hadn't dropped.
So aggressive.
It doesn't sound like he's on the mic like I am.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was approaching the mic and was like they were sitting there talking about how mad he was. And before they could get their stuff in order, the producers, the sound engineer, the people could press the buttons. He was like, I'm already mad.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm done. I didn't know there was a video. I may actually watch it.
I was going to say, I remember this is what I watched. I think. I don't know if I did, if this is really it. But anyway, because, you know, YouTube, that people be like, here's a video. And it's just a compilation of Tupac in a bunch of random places. And they're just like acting like it's the actual video. So anyway.
All right. That's it. That's all. Joe, by the way, I don't have to say that. Joe, I'll say it like this. Joe did not win homecoming. Prince, but he felt really good because he felt like he won the popular vote. I actually said it to him this way, but he understood, but he lost the electoral college because he was like, I feel like I should have won. Yeah, that's why I got to live in the swing state.
You got to live in the swing state.
You got to live in a swing state. Hilarious. He was like, yeah, he was like, everybody I talked to voted. He's like, I think I won. I just didn't win. I was like, boo.
They was lying.
So anyway, that's all I really wanted to say on that because I needed everybody to understand that the 90s were a wild time.
Well, we found Taco Bell needs.
I thought you was going to do a ad. That's why I shut up.
Oh, okay. Yep. We are and is. And that ad that I'm going to tell you to now is spark something uncommon this holiday season with incredible hand-picked gifts from Uncommon Goods. They make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for original, handmade, and absolutely remarkable things for everyone on your list. These gifts spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. A few things that I love or that I want to tell you about. If you are not going down the path Melissa is going, that she's been telling you for weeks on this podcast, and getting, you know, a machine to make things, if instead of going that route, you wanted to purchase maybe some mugs with people's names on them for the holiday season, you can do that on Uncommon Goods. Those are the kind of things I enjoy. It has a ton of personalized gifts, which are always things people love. People love to see their name on stuff, child. Love it. And you can do that on Uncommon Goods site. They have so many options for you to pick from. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize, like I just told y'all. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's uncommongoods.com/GJ.
GJ.
For 15% off, don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Very good. All right, you want to go into quickly one of the things, or you want to go straight into that? Courtney got us gifts.
Yes. We have gifts.
Let's open it.
Okay, child.
By way of update, my neighbors have been
so nice
waving to me. Suddenly, and Courtney was able to park in her
spot.
In her spot,
I love it.
Yeah, she has parked.
Did we send photos?
No, because I was trying to establish a history. Yeah, I'm pretty.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Hold on. I'm sorry that I'm doing this.
Oh my! This is amazing.
Yeah, I was. I just realized
this is
what
amazing.
It is. I just realized what it is. So for those of you that cannot see, this is a
yes, Courtney has it on.
This is a shirt, which you obviously can't see, but the words on the shirt that you cannot see is what my neighbor printed.
So good.
It's the note my neighbor printed on Courtney's car, okay. And she made it a shirt.
There
so
you go.
In full it says,
read it to us.
Hi there, I hope you're doing well. I noticed that your car is parked here frequently and I would really appreciate it if you could move it and not park here anymore. Thanks so much for your understanding.
This is so good. I can't wait to wear this.
There's what?
There's more things to come at some point.
Okay. Yes.
Make it a thing.
So Courtney, she said, I'm not trying to make this a thing. Courtney has decided to make this a thing.
I cannot wait to wear it to your house. The next time come over, I'm wearing it.
I can't prove this, but I will say that I am thoroughly convinced someone in our neighborhood has either discovered who we are. I'm not quite sure, but literally this morning, one of my neighbors waved at me. Last week, two of my neighbors waved at me. I was done. I was like, I'm done waving at you guys, and you guys looking at me like I'm stupid. I'm not going to do this with you anymore. So if we're not going to wave each other, fine. We're not going to wave at each other. They have initiated waves to me this last week and a half more than ever. Okay. Literally someone waved at me this morning, and this morning was trash day. Yesterday, Courtney came to my house. The woman's car has been outside every day since I've told this story, hand to God, every day. Yesterday, her car was not there. and she did not pull out her trash cans either. So Courtney parked there. She pulled out her trash cans around 3:30, like right before Courtney left. She pulled out her trash cans, and there's been, and I'm just like, something
maybe
happened.
They listened to Gin and Juice podcast and heard the story be told about
that. I'm thoroughly convinced something happened.
My hope, hey girl,
that's how I feel.
Hope you're having a good Tuesday.
I can only this is the world in which I want to believe these things to be true. There's quite possibly that everybody just had a change of heart and God touched them and there's no one has heard anything. Let me tell you what I prefer to believe. Okay, let's be clear. This is just in the reality that I live in. We all know I live in an alternate reality, that this is what I prefer to believe. Some neighbor listened to this podcast,
yep,
and decided to send it to their group chat. And everyone looked at her like,
you dumb. Is there a Facebook group for the
community? No, there's a group chat, like a WhatsApp.
But they're not in it.
But we're not in it. Our old renter is. So he gives us the updates.
Because they don't want them in it.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm like, and our old renter knew who we were. I don't know if he told them. That's what I'm saying. But I don't want to say what I think out loud because I'm not quite sure if somebody is actually. So I have different thoughts, right? Mm. But what I'm convinced of, okay, this is the reality in which I live. Someone listens to this podcast and they all decided, because I didn't go down the petty route, that she actually does look dumb. And it really wasn't that big of a deal because it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've made it a big deal.
Yeah.
Correct. And I think if everybody now understands who I am in my position, I think that's what's causing these waves. Oh. Again, this is my alternative reality.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is what I've decided is the truth. What I've decided has happened. But I'm convinced that is what happened.
That's great.
Also, they already knew the type of person she was. Knew the first person
that, mm-hmm. That could be possibly true, too. Because ain't no telling who else this woman
has
told on.
Been liking you this whole time? Yeah. No way, neighbor girl.
Yes, because I'm just like... Again, if I was being an obnoxious, inconsiderate, rude neighbor, fine, I get it, but I'm not. Live your life, and I'm leave mine, and that's how it should be. So, anyway,
Josh,
all of that to say, that's such a man response. You want to do Love is Blind?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's talk about Love is Blind. So, the next episodes that should be releasing tomorrow, by way of NPR timestamp, today is Tuesday at 12:05, okay? I know that by the time this releases... The finale episodes would have dropped. We don't know that information at this point in time.
Yes.
Okay, so don't be in the comments mad at us because we don't know. We can't see
now
the future.
We're late.
Okay, just already noted. Okay.
Time stamp. If you was on Patreon, then you would catch this live.
Correct.
And then you wouldn't be behind when we actually post it. Yeah. So join the Patreon.
Okay, period. Come on. So this is where we're at. Let's go to Nick and Hannah.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Okay.
I am team neither of them, to be clear.
Okay.
I think Nick is immature. I think Nick it has some growing up to do.
Okay.
I think he is delusional. I think a lot of the things that Hannah says about him, the content of what she's saying about him is true. The problem with Hannah is that she is also those things and immature and like emotionally... She thinks she's emotionally superior and on this high horse, and she's not. I think she's very insecure. I think she projects a lot onto him. I think she's rude. I think she's condescending. I think she's demeaning. And I think Nick's problem is the way she's able to like articulate things and just quickly. Like lay into him. He doesn't have the words
or
the emotional maturity to like snap back.
And
even when he did in like the final kind of episode or their final interaction kind of before they broke up, he was like, you're condescending and you're demeaning. And I was like, say what at your chest.
Yeah, I know.
Like, get back at her. And he just did it in such a like nice, polite way. And she deserved energy. And he couldn't even, he didn't even deliver on that.
Yeah.
So I don't like either of them.
Okay. I actually agree with, I would have said that very differently and then you would have corrected me and then I would have re-agreed. And so I get to say what I'm going to say because I would have been wrong. I agree with you. I agree that her delivery is terrible and he, they did not belong together.
No.
At all.
At all. Ever. And Nick's problem is one of two things. He's either a liar and fully understands who he is and just presents himself differently, or he lives in the same world as Trump.
Hello?
Because the way he talks about himself.
I agree.
And how he actually, they're, it, the,
they're not the same. I agree with that.
So it's like, are you just flat out lying? Or like, do you believe this about yourself and you're so delusional and unself-aware? Like you lack self-awareness, I think is a better way to say that, that you don't even understand that that's not who you are.
Yeah, I think, I actually think that he believes that's who he is. I don't think he recognizes. I hope that watching this show back for him helps him change. That's what I will say. But also because somebody said this in the comments and this, I couldn't believe this happened. That girl said, I made you a man. I couldn't believe she said that.
Flat-footed, straight face.
I can't believe.
With her chest.
Yes. And he, the fact that he don't be like,
uh-huh.
Ho.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he don't,
yeah.
Like, come back.
Yeah.
Is, like, wild. Because, what? Why would you sit there and allow her.
To talk to you that
to
way.
To talk to you that way. You can. Girl, Hannah.
And then her attempt to embarrass him.
I hope you are one day just bored and decided to watch this podcast. You cannot say that to people, okay? You cannot tell men that you made them a man. Girl, what?
In the less than a month's time that you've known him.
And I gave him all these experiences. Without me, you don't go nowhere. You don't eat no new foods. Girl, shut up.
And said, what are your responses? Like her attempt to embarrass him?
Humiliate him. And this fool of a man listed his chores.
I was so mad.
I be taking the dog out. I be like.
I mean, my mom does it in the morning at 6, but like he's still my cat or whatever.
And I like, I'm on their phone plan, but like.
I buy water.
I do stuff. Why would you, as a grown adult,
let her
list your chores.
And that was my thing. And that's my like the immaturity part. I feel like he instantly went into like this authoritative child role. And so it was like, well, I mean, I do this and I do stand up to her and tell her to shut up. I don't owe you no explanation.
Isn't she younger than him too?
Yes.
I think it's her. I don't know what that is.
Let me tell you something. Have y'all seen Nikki D's TikTok photos?
No. Photos?
Swipe. Okay. Go on Insta. What is this? The TikTok? And look up Nick. What is it? Nick or Nikki?
This is giving nothing.
Yes, it is.
This is giving
This
nothing.
Is giving everything.
This is
This nothing. Is giving. Who we saw on the television program was Nick Dorca. Who this is on these pictures is Nikki D. Okay. He got the sunglasses on. He's got his jacket popped open.
He is giving everything he wants you to believe he is.
Yeah, that's it. That's why this is alternative.
And it is falling flat.
No, it's girl, he look good.
He do
look
not.
Look at his jacket. Look at his sunglasses, Melanie.
Melissa, this
come
is
on,
not
green suit.
That's not believable. That is not believable. It is flat. It is flat. I am so sorry.
Go on TikTok and judge for yourself, okay? Because Nick Dorca has left the building.
Well, I hope the women love it. I don't. I hope the women do, though.
What you mean you hope? Look at this. This is terracotta.
Are the comments loving him? I hope the women are in his DMs.
Nick need a sister for real. Black hands, hand clap.
No,
everyone
no,
thought
don't.
You was going to be a player, but you turned out to be the most. Hold on.
See. Here's the problem.
They can never make me hate you.
They should. He should.
They better defend you at the reunion. Hannah who?
No.
Hannah who?
He needs to know that Love is Blind is not for him. He needs to interact with and see, or engage with the women that he is dating because he is putting on a facade if you don't know him. And these pictures, I think, are just adding to the facade he wants people to believe about him. And bruh.
I believe it.
I hope Hook, that line, and sinker. Watching this show makes
Hook,
you reevaluate.
Hook, line, and sinker. He Whatever. Has gone through a metamorphosis in the last year and a half.
Whatever, girl.
Okay?
That man looks
This
flat.
Man, first of all, did y'all see the... See, y'all just haters in the comments. Look at this picture. It's terracotta. With the suit open, it's giving 90s video fine. Okay? It's giving love interest. It's giving video vixen but a man. I don't know what that's called. The point
video
is...
Video vixen but a man.
The point is... Look at this in black and white.
Who's next? Flat. Flat.
Okay, the next couple to talk about... Let me pull up my notes. Okay, the next couple to talk about is... Can we talk about Taylor and Garrett? I'm just going in line of the order.
Fine.
Taylor and Garrett.
Why men go men?
I was rooting for them.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
You know what was so shocking? Is that this man sat outside when they was on the way and said, I liked the comment. And then 10 minutes later said, and then I responded to the comment. And she, this is why I like her. Because she said, that's not what you said. You literally did not say that. You're lying. That's not what you said. This is, I love, she is not going to be gaslit. And I love that.
Me too.
You cannot tell me something that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you. And I love that she confronted him and was
immediately
like stand in that. No. We're going to address this right now. That's not what you said. You a liar. I appreciated that. I hated that he did that to himself. It seems like they were able to reconcile and come back together. Although I'm still, he ruined it. You put a little nick in that armor.
I agree.
You know, we was all there and now you didn't. So now it's like, yay. Instead of the full yay that we all were with, it's like, oh.
They were the only couple that I had like high hopes in, to be honest. I thought they were so good together. Love the idea of them. They're like nerdiness, super cute. Yes, we love these things. And then for him to have lied about something so significant.
Yes.
And this is the thing that killed me. Before they walked into the little party situation, right? She was angry. But when I tell you she got herself together.
She did.
She got herself together. She said, did. If that's all you did, I wish you would have said X, Y, and
yes.
Z. But if that's all you did, fine. Let's go in here. He said, oh, I hate when you're mad at me. She said, don't be making me mad. Like,
yes.
You know that cute little,
yes.
Like, I'm
she
mad at you. But like,
yes,
but I don't want to be mad at you. I really like you. I really love you. Like, let's get on. Let's get past this. Walked in, put a smile on her face, and it's doing the hellos, waves, smile and wave, boys, the whole thing. This man sits down at this table and says, and I responded.
Like what?
And then tried to defend talking about, you're talking about details, I'm talking about the truth. Or you're talking about the truth and I'm talking about details. Whatever, it didn't even make sense.
It's not this.
No, you're way too smart for this conversation.
Right.
You're way too smart.
Right.
To not know that you have lied.
Yes.
And not the lie by omission, let's be clear.
No.
He lied.
He straight up lied.
He said he only liked it.
Yes.
Period.
Well, you didn't ask if what I said.
Sir,
and response.
Don't
boy,
do that.
Boy, shut up.
Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
I was waiting for the moment. I'm not going to lie to you because I am at the age I'm at that I'm not looking at nobody's phone. However, I don't understand why she didn't take that man's phone. Why? How come we didn't get to see the text? Netflix, where is the screenshot? Put the shot on the screen and show the audience what was in the phone.
I want to see
I want to see the message.
Because I want to know exactly.
Because why are you lying for?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Why are you lying?
And the fact that he was so, we were just talking about like, he was willing to risk every, I'm going to move.
Yes.
I don't care what my mom and my daddy say. I want to be with you. I'm willing to work less hours. I'm willing to sell my business. I'm willing to do all these things. And then you had responded to your ex-girlfriend. One of these things is not like the other.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? So I was very disappointed in that, to be honest. And I am hoping that we get to see the text messages.
I hope so.
And I don't really know how I feel about Gary Loki. I feel like, is it two sides to you?
100%.
Like, are you deceiving us? I don't understand the full on.
Like, those are the kind of moments where you're like, you should probably not do this anymore.
Yeah.
This is the flag that's glaring. And if you decide to proceed in a couple years or even months or days or whatever, when something pops up, it's going to be like, dang, I should have listened. In her head, she probably like, I should just let this go. It's not that big of a deal. He ruined it. He ruined it.
And they were going to go visit her family the next day.
Why would you do that?
And you knew how big of a deal that was to her. I was disappointed in you. You know, would grandma not mad, grandma disappointed. That's how I feel.
100%.
That's how I feel. Okay, moving on. We're going to go to Tim and Alex.
Why he don't want her to take a nap? Why he said, what did he end that conversation with? It's something to the effect of, so we've agreed, I never want to see you again.
That's exactly what he said.
Why would you say that to somebody you were 10 minutes ago engaged to?
He was so rude. I don't think he got over their fight in the honeymoon place, wherever they were. I don't even remember now. But wherever they were for their honeymoon, I think they went to Mexico. Anyway, wherever they were in Mexico, I don't think he got over that. And what makes me frustrated about that is he stood in that Alex's daddy's face.
Yes, he did.
And made that daddy cry, break down, have all of these emotions for you to turn around and treat her the way that you did. That's where it was foul for
100%.
Me. You knew you didn't like that. Low key, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not always convinced that Alex liked that man from the beginning either.
I don't think so either. And you know what? Because I believe that, I was surprised and mad when she didn't put up a fight, but she tried to put up a small fight about, as in like, you know, we could make this work.
Yeah, she
we
did.
Could.
She threw it out there.
And I was like, oh, girl, don't do that because I don't believe you like him. But in addition to that, He's a rude person.
He's mean. Yeah. His energy gives those people that when you fight, they kind of go below the belt.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yes. And the number one thing in marriage, you're going to fight. Fighting is healthy. I think you should fight. But you can't fight below the belt.
Yes.
And that's the type of energy that's like, it's hard to recover because I remember what you said. Yes. And he was just.
Not. And then even his, I mean, he was mad she took a nap. But, I mean, in the larger context, upset that she had limited time with his folks. And in the time that she had with his parents, she fell asleep. And it just felt like, what?
Yeah. It was something else he said that didn't make sense either, where he was talking about you didn't respond to my text message or something.
Yeah, he did.
I got kind of confused.
She slept twice, right? Was it both or just the text message time? I mean,
I think she
time.
Did.
I mean, but
this is my thing. She probably should go to the doctor about that sleepiness. I'm not being funny. The way she is talking about the way fatigue hits her and the fact that her family has medical issues. Don't they have like MS or something?
Her dad does.
I'm just saying, I don't know if that's genetics or not. I hand to her, I'm not being funny. I'm just saying she was like, I don't know what it is, but I get tired really easily.
She did say she gets tired.
Okay, girl, do you need vitamin D? Do you need some iron? Like, do you have a thyroid issue? All I'm saying is you probably should just go get your vitals checked out.
She was just sleepy.
No, I don't know.
He was tiring her out. I would be exhausted dealing with that man.
Both her parents have MS. See, that's what I'm not being funny. I am saying
I didn't know her mom does too.
I didn't either. I didn't know that either. But regardless, or she depressed, all I'm saying is if she is not being like, child, I just get tired. That's not how it read to me. It wasn't like I just be getting tired. I need to take a nap. We all just get tired and need to take a nap. She said, I don't know what it is, but I get tired really easily. That seemed like
life be lifing.
No, that seemed like she maybe should go to the doctor just to make sure that everything is on the everything.
Well, and another option in addition to going to the doctor is if you feel overwhelmed, if you're feeling depressed, you might should see a therapist. And that's where BetterHelp can help you. Think of a time recently when you didn't feel like you could be your full self, like Alex maybe, like you were hiding behind a mask. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to at work, in social settings, around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the mask, because masks should be worn for Halloween, not for our emotions. So yeah, you know, sometimes a symptom of being depressed is your house is a mess, right? Maybe you don't even realize that you are living in filth and dirt, and it's a reflection of maybe how you're feeling on the inside, what you're going through. Or maybe when trying to express to a partner how you're feeling, they tell you they never want to see you again. And maybe you want to talk about that with somebody. BetterHelp can help you with that. Okay. I have enjoyed BetterHelp and I have enjoyed therapy and talking out my emotions, my thoughts, things that are going on, talking out how I feel and if it aligns with things that are in reality, right? Is it just me or is it the reality of what's going on? And that's how therapy has helped me and why, I recommend it for you and everybody else, particularly maybe on Love is Blind. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GJ.
GJ. I will say this. Brandy said, listen, if the boys had girlfriends who acting like Alex meeting you, you would be like, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I concur 100%. And I do believe, for what it's worth, that Tim had a point, right? If his parents drove, I think he said 10 hours yes. to come meet this girl. And it feels like as soon as the cameras are done, you go to take a nap. Like, so let's remove a medical condition. Okay. Right? Let's just assume she's just tired because filming all day productions, it is tiring. I'm not going to lie to you. I would still feel like I would push through my tired because I understand that this is my first time meeting my husband's future husband's parents. And I know that he has lost essentially all of his siblings.
Yeah, sure.
And he only has his parents.
Sure.
And they mean the world to him. He's made that abundantly clear. Like, I don't know what they discuss in a production time of 4 hours, but I do understand that you're probably going to get more conversation, like a deeper conversation once the cameras are off because you're very aware that cameras are there. Sure. So get to know them, have a conversation, eat, drink, you know, talk about whatever you do the first time you're meeting someone. I do think Tim has a point. I think that's the only point I would give him. I don't like Tim personally. I don't think Alex liked Tim. I think the way he responded to the whole thing is quite a bit. I don't think she seemed all that interested in meeting his parents. I think she was a little bit dry. Like, there was a lot of things I was just like, this is given, y'all shouldn't even be together. However, I don't think that's what happened. I think she has a medical condition and she just didn't have the stamina to like go through all of this.
Yeah, but so I hear you. I hear like parents traveling for a long period of time to come meet you and then you are on camera or whatever, you're engaging for 4 hours. Talking, first of all, is so exhausting.
It's very exhausting.
Okay, and it's a first time like meeting, so that's a lot of just energy and adrenaline. Like, I can understand being drained. I'd be like ready to extend grace. Like, take a nap. I'll see you when you wake up.
Well, I do wonder.
Go to sleep, girl.
How it actually ended, right? Mm-hmm. So did she say, Mr. Miss Tim, mom, dad, I'm really tired, but you know, I really appreciate your time. Because she did say on TikTok that she had somewhere else to be later that night. So I don't know if it was like, thank you so much. I really enjoy, but we've been filming all day. I'm super tired. Yeah. Do you mind if I go lay down for an hour or so just to kind of like catch my breath? And they were like, sure, no problem. If that was the conversation, there's no problem here.
Yeah.
If Tim decided to have a problem and no one else had a problem, this is why I say Tim didn't like that girl to begin with. Yeah. Of course, all of this speculation, we don't actually know what happened.
Right.
Or if as soon as the cameras were done, she also was like, well, bye.
Gotta sleep now.
I'm ready to take a nap. Yeah. The cameras are out of here. Then that's different. You know what I mean? So because we don't understand how it actually went down, I think that does, at least in my view, impact how I view the whole situation. 100%. I could see a world, because I don't think the girl's rude, where she was like, it was so great meeting you guys. I'm so tired. Production is a lot. I'm working full time. Whatever she's doing. Do you mind if I like kind of catch my breath and take a nap for a little while? And they were probably like, no, girl, we understand.
Well,
and if they drove 10 hours, they probably need a nap too.
Amen. And if you are sitting there tired, you're naturally going to have low energy because you're tired. Absolutely. So the alternative to that is her sitting in there in your parents' face,
looking
dry, not responding, not paying attention, dozing off. And you're going to be mad about that too.
Yeah.
So what you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I agree. He was looking for a way out.
Yes.
I think he should have did it before he met Alex's daddy though. He should not have sat up in that man's face and had that man crying the way he was crying.
100%.
For him to turn around and just disrespect, not just this isn't going to work, disrespect her the way that he did. I was over him. All right, Marissa and Ramses.
They had an issue.
Yeah.
What was the issue? I forgot.
They have ideological differences that I just don't think that they should be together.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's going to work.
I think he is pretend feminist.
Oh.
In a way of like, as long as your feminism doesn't infringe upon what I would like. So like, women should have the choice to do whatever they want, except when you don't want to take birth control, because then that means that.
Was it an issue about her psych? Something happened. Was it the cycle issue?
Yeah, she was tired working and they didn't want to have sex. Or she didn't want to have sex. And he was like, so listen, yeah, you should be able to not have sex stuff. But also, this is so important to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So to the extent that your autonomy infringes upon what I want you to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's put a boundary there.
100%.
Let's put a boundary. That's why she was like, you do realize like women with cancer are cheated on at a higher rate because men like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be like, oh, I need sex so bad, I'm going to cheat on my wife.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I think I didn't like also that afterward, because she was on her cycle, he wanted to have sex. And afterwards, she was almost like apologetic for it. Like,
she was.
So as you can see, as I'm like on my cycle or getting close to it, I get really like emotional and blah, 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 like trying to excuse it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, girl.
Yeah, I agree.
Not you dealing with a grown man.
Correct.
What you should all understand as a man who at times wants sex from the partner you are with is that being on a cycle is not pleasant.
At all.
So if she has to every month, if this is going to be a problem where she has to explain to you why she has an attitude.
You're going
to
throw a grown man temper tantrum? Yeah,
boy, this ain't going to work. Because you better get with the program, because I've had to deal with it for many years now.
Listen,
it is not pleasant.
And let's be clear. Do you think women want to go through this?
Exactly.
Let's have this conversation. Do you think we enjoy? And if you have we have to go to work.
Girl.
We got to get up and get dressed. Put clothes on. Don't have a full-time job. You got to clock in and go into the office and pretend like you care about the email you need to write, the employee you got to talk to, the boss you got to talk to, the customers you got to talk to.
And then I got to come home and you got to add to, because I don't want to have sex with you.
And she is commuting?
Boy.
And she is in law school?
And she's in law school. You got some nerve. This is not going to work. This is not. And if I have to excuse and apologize every single month.
It's not going to work. And don't be me.
You will
die. You break out every week as well. So I got to go through all the emotional hormones, okay? All on the internal stuff. And then my face got the nerve to break out so the world also knows.
Yes.
Leave me alone, Ramses.
You will die. You will die playing
with me. Leave me alone.
100%.
And then for her to, you're right. And she was low key like, I mean, I fixed it because I did whatever she decided to do.
Yeah, no. I didn't.
Girl, take that up with your creator, because he made my body do all this.
Yeah.
Okay? That's between you and Jesus.
100%.
Because I'm just here existing. I didn't ask my body to ovulate.
Literally.
I didn't ask my lining to shed.
In fact, I
would prefer email. In fact, let's don't and say we did. You don't even have to send me an email. I don't want the notification.
Right. Let's just make it go
Let's
away.
Just go through the month and be like, well, I guess nothing happened.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that surprise.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Agreed.
Okay. We're moving on.
Yes.
I don't want them to be together, by the way.
I don't either. And I'm sad because I was rooting. I liked them initially. They seemed like it was like an odd, genuine pairing is how it seemed. And now it's like, this is a train wreck. Y'all should get off now. Yeah. Get off the train now.
Okay, I think that's it. Did I miss anybody?
Yes.
Who?
The man with kids.
Oh my God, why are they not on my list?
I don't know.
How did I miss this?
How you would miss that?
Chill.
Tyler
and what's her name? Alex? No, Ashley.
Ashley. Let me tell you, I'm not a lawyer, but I had to go look up the court records to see what they said.
Tell me what they said.
I almost made a video.
Tell us what they said.
The video was just going to be me screaming. It was just me running around because I needed to say, I wonder if I still have it, if I took the screenshot. I was so sad when I saw it. It was everything the TikTokers are saying, that she had opened a the filing for paternity a while ago.
She did.
And then it was closed. And then after filming this year, it was reopened. Mm. Again, her whole name is there. His whole name is there. And yeah. But the documents themselves, I believe because it's concerning kids, it was sealed. So I couldn't get the actual documents, which is why I was like, if I make a video, it's just going to be the screenshot of the on the page of their names and like what it actually is. I hate him.
Listen, grandma not mad, grandma disappointed.
I hate him.
Because he put on a good front, didn't he? And did you see the baby mama? Well, listen, let me be more respectful because she is not a baby mama. She said that they weren't in a relationship, but they definitely had like something. Not a romantic relationship. They had a very strong
connection,
friendship. I don't know what to call it because she said them twins was conceived naturally.
Oh, really?
Yes. And to be clear, she identifies as a lesbian.
That's what I was going to say. I was reading she identifies as a lesbian. So it's okay. So I haven't watched any TikToks because I refuse. Is part of what he's saying true then?
So this is
he just a full out liar?
So from my understanding, based off the children's mother.
Okay.
Okay. That she was married.
She was married?
Yes. To a woman.
Not to him.
No, she was married to a woman. They wanted a baby. They approached Tyler. Tyler said, yes, I will be a sperm donor. They did that the sperm donor way, however that looks. I actually don't think they did it like officially, but however they did that, this is how, I think his name starts with a K or something. The oldest child was born. Okay. Wife and mother of children break up.
Okay.
Ex-wife moves. They're filing for custody. She eventually says, fine, forget it. Tyler says, I want to now take part of the children of his life in some capacity. I don't want the children to grow up. In a broken home, essentially, you're doing this by yourself. I want to step up. He decides to step up. At some point, they have a really strong bond, really strong friendship. She said they're best friends. Some point, they wind up living together. At some point, children are conceived. The twins.
I see.
Are conceived.
Okay.
They are raising these children
as a family.
Not as a couple, but as a family.
I understood.
He is very much aware and involved.
Okay.
Because she is the mother of his three children. She said, meaning the mother, is that she rooted for him to go on the show. Talked about being at the wedding. This is what she said.
Okay.
So she says she was shocked.
When this man
imagine my surprise. When he got on this here internet, the international internet, the streaming service of the Netflix.
And said
all of these things.
These kids don't know me. I don't know them at
all. Imagine.
Wow. I think that's the biggest issue is how do you lie about your kids like that, about the children that you opted into. You opted to step in and to help raise. And it's not even, that's commendable. Like, shout out to you because they are your children, right? And so that's a positive thing. He felt the pressure and the risk of losing her and decided to make up this lie. And that is hurtful to your children. And that's where the problem arises.
And that's what her problem was. She was like, essentially, not you calling my kids sperm donors and you know that's not what happened.
Wow.
Not you acting like you're not part of their lives. My children know who you are. I don't know what they call him. I don't know if they call him dad, because at one point she said that he was almost going to be like an uncle figure in the oldest child's life because she was married at the time. But once the other two children were born, I don't exactly know their dynamic. That's what I'll say. I don't know the dynamic, but it seems he was involved.
That is wild.
Without a shadow of a doubt, he was involved in the, she showed, or the internet, I don't remember if it was her or, because she did video.
I was going to say, it's a video. People are saying she did an interview with Jesse Wu, apparently, but you're speaking about an actual, like videos that she was making.
And I watched them with my own eyes. I didn't see the TikTok. Uh-huh. No. I watched them.
Okay.
She said, and this is what, I don't remember if I saw this on her page or if it was going around, but there is like last Christmas. So I think this filmed in like October of 2023 or something like that. And so the Christmas before, there's photos of him with the children. The Christmas that he said he spent alone making greens or whatever he said. He was with those children.
Oh, if the ex-wife had an interview with Jesse Wu, oh, not the mother of the children.
Got it.
And apparently she did. She has a different story, but okay.
Yeah, because she made it seem like...
Who is she? Mother of the children.
The ex-wife.
Oh, ex-wife.
Made it seem like she had to fight for custody of the children and they were going against her. Where she find... This is my... I didn't watch her interview, so... But this is my understanding. Where she was like... I'm out. This is a lot for me. This is extremely hurtful because you're trying to take the children that I thought were our children
and be children and so family
from,
with
exactly.
Him.
And so from my understanding, she relinquished her rights to those children.
Oh, that's terrible.
So the twins have his last name. And I think the oldest son has
whatever their share.
The mother's. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. But even that would indicate that the twins, them your kids.
Exactly.
Like, that's not even the same as the oldest child. Yes. Those children are them yours.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably only know you as daddy.
Yeah.
Even if there was a dunkel situation for the oldest, the twins would be your children.
Yep.
What a terrible,
and so
terrible
even with her
person.
Fighting, she said this on her video. She was like, I'm going back for everything the devil stole from me.
Yeah, I mean.
She said, I'm going back for everything. She was like, I understand if your point is he shouldn't owe me child support for my oldest, but she stood 10 toes down and she said, but them youngest two?
You owe me, bruh.
You owe me child support for them because they were conceived.
Them your kids. Wow.
Even if you want to play the sperm donor game with the oldest two, which I do think there is a point to that because she was married and that was kind of the arrangement. Those younger two, you lay down and been nice is what happened. And then and then you implanted.
Yeah.
Twins.
I feel so bad for Ashley because that woman and even her family, they did the wedding dress thing and the idea of going skydiving.
Yes.
Like they did this whole thing and she just seems so like genuinely and authentically in love and happy. And like, I finally got my turn and then you're going to get with this old. Mm-hmm. And now look, mm-hmm. I'm upset about that for her. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
And the group chat I have with my friend Char and Sharice, we'd be calling them BANs. And I want you to use your good black context cues to understand what that means.
Absolutely. I called him an FN.
Oh, okay.
You can figure out what the F stands
okay,
for.
There we go.
That is terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, I forgot all about them. But yeah, it's been, that's the only thing with TikTok is I feel like Netflix released the cast to social media so early that now it's hard to watch because you know what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
And so it just makes it.
Well, I still want to. See, you know what? I agree with you. But the other thing that's happening is that you get to have real-time information and realizing that these people made these decisions and made this show without this information.
Yeah.
So there still is, I think, some interest. I think they're going to have to adjust to the point you've made many times before at this point. But it still is some interest as to what's going. The interest is, I need to see what decision you made without having the information you needed to have. Uh-huh. And now I need to see the reunion to see how you've changed now that the information has come out and you are aware. Now what you got to say.
Yeah.
So it is, they need to play off of it, really. They need to figure out how to play off of it a little bit more. But what a time.
Because do they film the reunions before the release of the episodes or do they get to see the comments and everything? And
I don't believe the reunion has been filmed yet.
Got it.
So I believe they have all of this. They give them time because the whole thing is we want you to have this show and then we can have an update on the reunion. It's been a year. Are y'all still together? What happened? Whatever. So they haven't filmed it yet. Allow all this tea and drama to come out and now get on the stand and let us all stare at you as you tell us the most embarrassing things about your life.
It's going to be interesting. Well, do you think any of these couples say yes?
I think a Taylor is going to say yes to Garrett. I don't know if she should, but I think she is. But I think that's probably the only, well, I think Ashley's probably going to say yes if the next episodes don't inform her of mm-hmm. Tyler's reality, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she says yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an unfair situation. And low key, if she marries him, without having that information and now this has come out, she should file an annulment, actually.
Yeah.
She should annul that
yeah.
because you went under this situation under false pretenses.
Yeah, that's true.
And that should be deemed mm-hmm. invalid. But yeah, I think that they will be married. I think nobody on the show should be married, though. And I think that the whole show should go away at this point. I think that this was a time, and it ushered in a new phase of reality and fun, and like we have laughed and we have gotten couple, like it has been amazing. It should stop. This is terrible.
I agree.
Where are the producers? We got to write letters. Y'all got to stop this.
Can we just really quickly say that the producers for the show have been absent? Because why are we intercepting arguments in the middle of the argument? When I tell you, what happened? What are they talking about? Like the way we have to context clues our way into understanding exactly what happened. We still don't exactly know what happened between Alex and Tim in Mexico when she apparently said something. We don't.
That
exactly
man just came in the house and she was like, hey, hi, want to sit down? We're like,
what happened?
So obviously y'all are mad at each other.
Come on.
And then she like, I know I should not mush you in your face. Yes. Hold up.
You did what?
Where's the shot?
Yes.
Somebody run the camera. Where are the cameras?
The producers are taking their 15 at every important juncture, okay? With Taylor and Garrett.
Sued.
That's probably it. With Taylor and, yes, you're probably right. With Taylor and Garrett, the way we had to, grab your bags, girl, quick. They have an argument. What happened? Like, I didn't quite full, like you understood what happened, but you didn't fully understand until they sat down and he lied absolutely and told on himself.
Yes.
Like, where are the cameramen?
They got
where are the
sick
producers? Where's the audio man? Where's the boomer? Where are the people?
What happened is in get the on lawsuits, the Zoom. All them lawsuits were like, and there's cameras present 24/7, so we know they saw it. And they said, you know what? We're not gonna see no more. Not nothing that's gonna make us liable. What you do at night after 10, that's gonna be your business.
So that's
just
what all the arguments
happen. Just reintroduce it the next morning. It'll be fine.
Listen.
And now we missing out.
And then now we're missing out. We gotta find a middle ground, okay? Yeah. Because producers, you need to produce better. We need talking heads.
Yeah.
Okay. When you can tell us this is what happened last night. Yeah, this is why he's angry. Then bring us in to the moment. Because right now we're catching up. We're grabbing our books, our bags, our belongings, and our bonnets and running to the door.
Running.
Okay. Anything else?
No, child.
All right. I think that's it. I have a meeting in 15 minutes.
And we didn't do Pop the Trunk
again. It's been like 3 weeks.
It's been so long. We have to do them. And we are getting more. So we have to do them.
Okay.
When we play them, more people call with them. So we need to do them.
I actually thought we were going to get to it today. I didn't know Love is Blind was going to take us
Love is
this
Blind,
long.
Child.
But we had to talk about Love is Blind because it's
well, and
topical.
We're going to have to talk about it next week because it's going to be the finale.
Lord have mercy. All right. Now we be rushing through these episodes so fast. I felt like we stayed there for so long.
I know.
All right, y'all. Sorry. We do got to go. I mean, technically.
It's because the first 20 minutes of this episode was spent on not this episode.
You're exactly right.
That's what happened.
You're exactly right.
That would have been Papa Trump's.
You're exactly right. Because we're done with this comfortably and we could have done. You're not wrong. Sorry about that, y'all. And the other thing is, it's because we don't linger. We be like, well, that's an hour. We got to go.
We do. Because I be telling people all the time, we going to go for real. But listen, I be telling people all the time, I don't know how people, like YouTubers who just like YouTube all day, I'd be like, y'all don't have other stuff to do?
Listen.
I can never like, I can't do a trial. I'm trying to be a trial streamer. I'd be like, I got kids.
40 hours a week, but they're also like.
Children or something?
You have to be young with nothing else
I gotta
to do.
Drop my kids off to school.
Pick
I gotta
them
pick
up.
Them up. I got doctor's appointments,
meetings.
Dentist appointments, meetings to go to. I mean, I gotta
all
make dinner.
Gotta
I'm going to the grocery store. The car gotta be washed. Gas gotta be gotten. Okay.
I bought eggs the other day. You know eggs are $10.
You want to talk about these egg prices every other week.
Because why are eggs so expensive?
Everything is expensive.
It's so true. When anytime they talk about the economy with Kamala and Trump, I'll be like, y'all are losing on this front.
100%.
Me and Courtney had a conversation about this yesterday over lunch. It is expensive to be an adult.
It is.
In 2024, period. Living, breathing, moving, the activity of your mind,
everything.
The activity of your limbs, being in your right mind is expensive.
It is expensive. Okay, wait, last thing. That's completely unrelated, but I'm just going to share because we're going to talk about it. I got tickets to go to Atlanta tomorrow. I got them yesterday. Okay. Exactly, right? Like, what is this? This is why I can't live stream trials all day because I'm buying random flights because it's Spellhouse's homecoming. And I'm like, if I'm in Atlanta, I got to go to the YSL trial. Why?
I'm so excited for you to go to the YSL trial.
I'm not. I want to not.
Jesus, let something spectacular happen at the YSL trial.
No, this is what you have to do. I don't want anything spectacular.
No,
I want it to be so boring that I'm like, shouldn't have came.
No, no, no.
What am I doing?
No, if something spectacular happens and you're able to be like, oh my God.
Except I can't. I'm not.
No, you're going to step outside. You're going to step outside. You're going to be on the same break that the Love is Blind producers are on.
Hello?
And you're going to step outside and you're going to give us the update.
Oh my God.
That's what we're going to look for. It's going to be great.
Everything is so much. I don't know.
Yes. Imagine if they declared a mistrial finally while you were there.
They're going to kick me out because I'm going to scream. I'm going to be like, finally, bitches.
Please say that. It's iconic.
Whitaker's going to be like, please remove her.
It would be iconic.
It's just so
because
much.
All the other TikTokers would talk about you doing that. Absolutely. It would be iconic.
It's so much. Anyway.
We can make shirts.
I need to make my exhibit F since I was exhibit F in the trial.
Mistrial.
Anyway.
All right. Thank you guys.
I need to go because I got to go pack.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's episode. We'll see you next week on Monday.
Monday? Yes, Monday.
Yeah, because I'm shooting on Tuesday. All right, bye.
I'm cutting off fast.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.